The next patient is Donna Stanford. The last name is S-T-A-N-F-O-R-D. First name Donna, D-O-N-N-A. This is a clinical case of a 74-year-old female who presents, who is referred to nephrology by Ms. Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, last name Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. ARMP for evaluation of the patient's kidney function period. She has a history of diabetes mellitus that was diagnosed in 1998. And since then, the blood sugar has been under control, coma. She has a history of arterial hypertension and hyperlipidemia, as well as peptic ulcer disease, period. The patient has a history of admission to a hospital in 2018 with profound hypoglycemia. The patient had to be intubated, and she was on a ventilator for 20 days. The patient received a dialysis from October 11 until November the 14th, 2018, period. Patient has been followed by a nephrologist in Winter Haven. And apparently she has been very stable, period. She hasn't had any chemotherapy or radiation therapy. The ultrasound of the kidneys showed some hypercholinergicity that is consistent with CKD stage 4. In reviewing the laboratory workup, we have noticed that since April of 2021, the patient has maintained a creatinine that is between 1.1 and 1.3 mLs per minute, and the estimated GFR has been between 40 and 48 mLs per minute. The urinalysis is negative for proteinuria. However, the patient has a history of some urinary tract infection. She had a pelvic ultrasound. She's able to empty the urinary bladder. However, the urinalysis always is positive for leukocyte esterase and white blood cells. No evidence of RBCs, no evidence of casts, a few bacteria. Period. In summary, we are following a CKD stage 3B with an estimated GFR that it oscillates between 40 and 40 mLs per minute without proteinuria, despite the fact that the patient is diabetic for 24 years, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus. That has been controlled most of the time. The hemoglobin A1C is between 7.4 and 8.2.
We've had a really cold winter this year. Yeah, really.
Following number. The patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. The lipid panel shows that the total cholesterol is 177 with an HDL of 87 and LDL of 69. It's very well controlled. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading has been around 140/80 most of the time. Today was 123/85.
All right, hon. Yes, ma'am.
Period. At this point, we are going to complete the nephrology evaluation.
And I'll go ahead and I'll fax the, excuse me, I'll go ahead and fax the lab order this evening before I
and discuss with the patient.
Oh, this is normal.
Period.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the kind referral. I invested.
No, 15
minutes of my time reviewing the referral. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes. In the documentation, 10 minutes.
Okay.